Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. It's you.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Missing Him with all faith on this morning. Thanking God for this day. Amen. Hallelujah. New life, new strength. Amen. New beginnings. Amen. Breakthrough, restoration, healing, deliverance, freedom in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare turnaround on today. Come on, let's give our Heavenly Father some praise because He's worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Come on in. We welcome you to have your way. Have your way in us. Come and saturate the atmosphere. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us, oh God. We thank you for your plan, hallelujah, to give us an expected end. Oh, Lord, we enter in with all faith on today, oh God. And, Lord, we come believing. But, Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. We ask that as we cast all our cares and fears and worries down, oh God, at your feet, oh God. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you, for your word says that you care. That we surrender all over to you right now, withholding nothing, oh Lord, trusting you in all things and for all things, oh God. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, you are our God, and we exalt you, and we give you thanks, oh God, to your name, and for you have worked wondrous plans for long ago. With perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25:1. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation. You are our God, and we will exalt you according to Exodus 15:2-3. We thank you, Lord God, that our mouths will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, according to Psalm 145:21. Amen. Praise be to your glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory, according to Psalm 72:19. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord lives. Praise be to my rocker. Exalted be God, our Savior. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. According to Psalm 18:46, we thank you, Lord God, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we praise you according to Psalm 133. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help them to be. Oh Lord, purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you bless us with in peace, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. Oh Lord, fill us, oh God, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory, oh God. As we decree and declare deliverance on today. Deliverance from every stronghold, soul tie, strong man or messenger, Satan, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory on today. And Heavenly Father, we come praying with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of forgiveness. Hallelujah. And we come praying with a heart of repentance on this morning. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh God. Forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, oh God. Create in us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, but restore us to the joy of our salvation. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now, oh God. Oh Lord, change us and make us more like you. We come to be changed on today, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life, oh God. Let peace come and be still. My Lord, my God, and we thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we present ourselves and our family and our property and hallelujah to you right now. by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind the power of Satan's demons and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives and those in our family lives. Amen. We bind any demonic assignment spoken or sent against us and those in our family right now and pronounce them to be no effect. Amen. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8, we decree and declare, hallelujah, the ways and works of darkness over all of us to be broken and destroyed. Amen. We bind the satanic force of nature from the harm and any profit that we possess in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, hallelujah, God, we ask you to expose and bring into light negative inner vows and strongholds that contradict your word and will. Amen. By the breath of your spirit, release your truth as a sword to expose falsehood, curse of self-rejection, self-hatred, and reactive hatred and bitterness towards others. Amen. We take up the sword of your word of God and we cut ourselves free from the bondage of a generation of strongholds and ungodly character defects. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce our relationships dishonoring to the Lord our God. Amen. My Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, break the power of soul ties over our minds. Amen. Hallelujah. And emotions for ourselves and for those people. We proclaim right now our freedom to be children of Yahweh, God, to live as you intended us to live, filled and overflowing with the light and power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Filled with the life and love of Jesus Christ. We claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, over our individual lives, our marriages, our families, our possessions, our churches, our neighborhoods, our towns and nations. Amen. You, O Lord, are a shield about us, our glory and the lifter of our heads. Amen. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray and we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, all that have an ear to hear this one, oh God, let them hear. But thus saith the Lord, amen. Let us hear from you, oh God. Let us receive a rain of word on today, oh God. Hallelujah. That will change our lives for the better, amen. That turnaround will come and healing will spring up in our bodies and those that are sick, oh God. Amen. All that we're bringing to you today, that healing will spring up, oh God. That strength will come to their bones, oh God. That peace will come to their minds and joy will overtake their spirits on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you, Father God, are able to do all of this and more. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare you to be Jehovah Jireh, amen, our provider. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that there's no lack of your goodness, amen, that all our needs are being met even right now, God, trusting you even as we're praying that, hallelujah, that you're making a way out of no way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed. We are saints, that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. We are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God, and we're established in him. We're made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're set free, and we're free indeed. We're strong in the Lord. Amen. We're dead to sin. We're more than a comfort. We're joint heir with Christ Jesus. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're in Christ by his doing. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. Our sins are forgiven. Amen. We're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit of living God. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are in the righteousness and holy one. Amen. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you've changed us. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree that Deuteronomy 28:2 right now that we're overtaken with blessings. Amen. That blessings are running us down and taking us over. Amen. That we have favor with God and with mankind. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. For we know that you have people in place. Hallelujah. God, that we don't have to fear because you are with us. We are worried that if you be for us, who can be against? Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are with us. Amen. That you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask that you bless every household that's on the line today. Oh, Lord, bless and mighty, oh God. Open up the way, oh God, right now. Where it seems to be no way for you. Let peace be in our homes, Father God. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace be on our jobs, oh God. Let peace be in our business, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you have even made our enemies to be peaceable with us. Oh Lord, we thank you and we love you. We cover our minds right now. And our thoughts with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus Christ. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ and receive multiplied grace and peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We are bold to enter to the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive healing and help from the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. We receive abundance, amen, and prosperity through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ witness to our deliverance and salvation. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We rebuke Satan and the accuser of the brethren through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke and cancel our spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord God, have your way. Put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare that we have the full armor of God on today. That we are covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that starts to enter to our lives and those in our family. We decree and declare victory on today that the gates of hell cannot and will not and shall not prevail against us and those in our family and all that the Lord is concerned about. We decree and declare victory forevermore. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, O God, for turning things around for us and those in our family. We thank you, O God, that we can decree and declare today that we shall live and not die. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are blessed and favored by you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it by faith. We open up our mouth and we say today, Lord God, we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth because we believe it. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Father God, I ask that you bless us and not go any different way. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination only. Oh, Father God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no weakness, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now in our family. Hallelujah. Oh, every vehicle, form of transportation you may take on today, of every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us and heals us and delivers us and sets us free and makes all things new and redeems us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against the judgment, Lord God, the word says you shall condemn, and we thank you for it. We bless your mighty name, Father God. Lord, we pray for our children this morning, oh God, as they go out or school today or work, or those that are even at home, in our homeschool, oh God. Lord, we pray that your hand of protection be around our children. We pray, oh God, that our children would operate with your godly counsel, oh God, and wisdom all the days of their life, oh Lord. Lord, we ask that you keep your warning angels around our children, oh God, and protect them from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, give our children joy, oh God. me their strength, oh God, their feet. We come against the spirit of suicide, amen. Every homosexual spirit, spirit of oppression, depression that's trying to infiltrate the minds of our children. And we decree and declare victory on today. We command them to cease their works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill them with your love, oh God. Oh Lord, touch them on today, oh God. They know that they are loved and they're cared for. And we thank you for them. Come against every attack against our children's minds, amen. And we thank you from every attack and every way of Satan and his agents. Lord, we love you. More of you, Father God. Bless of our spirit. Lord, give us you everything else. We decree that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home and we thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. If you receive it, every prayer that went forth, may it be done unto you according to your faith. Be free.
Amen.
Free.
Amen. Amen.
But the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Will you give it over to him? Will you just let God have it right now, amen? Will you just take your hands off? Will you just trust God with it, amen? So I want you to know God is able, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing too big, nothing too small. God is able to do it all for you. For your children, for your mothers and brothers and fathers, husbands and wives, and hallelujah, grandchildren, friends, all that you love and concerned about, will you give it to them right now? Hallelujah. Give it to them right now. Give it to them right now. He can spread it around and because you can walk up and walk right back in. Around. Hallelujah. In the blink of an eye, God can do it because he is able. He's the creator of all, in all, for all speed, all knowing, everywhere, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We give God some praise for the next 30 seconds, then come on, come on. Come on, just open up your mouth and just thank him. Amen. Come on. Hey, God, Baba,
thank you.
Lord, oh, you didn't have to do it, but what you did was thank you, God. Amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath, everything right now, God. Thank you, Lord. Because we know, Father God, that you have that victory. Wherever we be on this morning. We thank you, Lord God. And we woke up in the same place we laid down. But we're still in position. Amen. We have life and we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We don't take it for granted. Oh Lord, we're so thankful. We're so grateful. We love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us much. Amen and amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Good morning. Everyone is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah, Lord. We are back once again. Today is February 14th, and it's the United States is claiming to be Valentine's Day. Amen. Love the more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning and welcome, Twan. How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. I'm doing good. I feel good. I felt good just, you know, waking up and just hearing, you know, the song this morning. And I already knew what it was from the song, you know. But I thank God. I thank God I received the blessings, and I feel good. I feel good this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep it so good to have you on the line this morning. You popped up on here being the first one on the line this morning. Look at God.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim, welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, everyone, and happy Valentine's to everyone, and hope and pray all is well with everyone, and everyone get some flowers and sweet treats that they need, and anything else that they may need. And I have Doris on the line this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. Thank God for you, and welcome, Sister Doris. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Praise the Lord. I will lift up my eyes to the hill. Who is coming my help?
Yes.
All my help comes from the Lord.
From the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Say it again. All my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So good to have you back on the line. Amen. We're going strong. 14 days in, I'm just so grateful to be in position. And I thank you. Thank you, Ms. Sister Doris, for joining us during this time.
No,
once
you're welcome, buddy.
God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Minister Lynn Green, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. I'm praying that I would get over this cold. I loop the cold break and come back and leave it and come back. So, but God is able. I'm trusting God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray your healing right now, Father God, as we're all on the line. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your presence. Amen. Lord, we come lifting up your son, learn on today. Father God, we know you to be a healer. Amen. We know that your God is able to turn things around immediately, Lord. So we ask that you would just touch him right now, God. Touch and heal. Touch and deliver him, oh God, from every sickness, pain, discomfort right now, every cough, oh God, every congestion, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, we command the cold to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's right now, every sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, bacteria, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare, we decree and declare, hallelujah, it is so. You shall not enter back in. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to thank you. Oh, Lord, have your way in him right now. Fill him to overflow with your glory, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, that it is so. We thank you for answering prayers for your son, Learn Green, on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just ask for your help, oh God. You know exactly what he needs, oh God. Oh, Lord, even before we ask, oh God, but we come asking, Father God, for your help. Lord, that you will help, oh God. Speak to the flesh on today, oh God. We speak to the blood. We know life in the flesh is in the blood. Amen. Lord, I ask that you bless every organ, oh God. Lord, I ask that you restore him. Restore his health, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in his body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let him prosper in him, even as his soul prospers. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare with all faith combined faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God in this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you in the spirit. Love you. Thank God for you. Praying for that cold to go away. Yes, I love feeling. Oh, staying healthy, everybody. Make sure you wrap yourself up when need be. And take your vitamin C. Emergency. Whenever I usually feel like a little tickle or something, I go get me some emergency, and I take that emergency. And I believe that it works, that God will bless it, and it will be a healing for my body. Amen. Bless the water. See, I pray that God bless those. I pray that Heavenly Father bless your water, your food, whatever you take. Lord, bring healing to your body, amen, that you'll be strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Mm.
It goes for everybody, amen. I pray for all. Amen. Our scripture today is coming out the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 10, it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people." Come again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. Let me start over. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Amen. When we look at the scripture here, hallelujah, we thank God for the word this morning. People often base their self-conception on their accomplishments, but the importance of our relationship with Christ transcends our job, our success, wealth, or knowledge. We have been chosen by God as his very own, and we have been called to represent him to others. Remember that your value comes from being one with God's children and not for what you can achieve. You have worth because of what God does and not because of what you do. Amen? Hallelujah. Christians sometimes speak of the priesthood of all believers. In the Old Testament times, people did not approach God directly. A priest acted as a intermediary between God and simple human beings. With Christ's victory on the cross, that pattern changed. Amen. Now we can come directly into God's presence without fear. And we are given the responsibility of bringing others to him also. So when we are united with Christ as members of his body, we join in his priestly work of reconciling God and humanity. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I pray this morning, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, that you would add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of your word and remember who we are and whose we are. Hallelujah, that we belong to you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. This time, we'll have our prayer petition if you have anything. If you have a prayer petition this morning, please do so. If your prayer has already went forward and you believe with all your heart, then just say, "I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth."
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Yes, my prayers, the prayer that went forward for me, and I receive it.
Amen.
I receive it.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. It's nothing like receiving the first time and saying, "I receive it. Lord, I believe I'm healed. I believe you made the way. I believe breakthrough is here. I believe, oh God, that you're turning around. I believe that my finances are restored. I believe that unity is coming to my family. I believe that you blessed my marriage, that you healed my marriage. I believe that I'm whole and new again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't have to wait another time. I don't have to wait until tomorrow. I receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." And Lord, I just want to say thank you for it. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. I love you. I thank God for you. We love you too.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. If you have time, amen. Okay, maybe they don't have time this morning.
Amen. Amen. I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I receive it. I believe it. I trust it. God, for my peace and for all that was prayed for.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Just
sure.
Give it to you.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sister Doris, God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just continue prayer for my son's deliverance. Just pray for this the people of the world. Pray for young people, everywhere. Pray for the sick, shut in, that's it. And I believe that it's already done. I receive it, and I believe that it's already done.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord,
amen.
God, we touch and agree on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, as we lift up and your son, oh God, that you've given your daughter, oh God, Lord, we pray for his continued deliverance, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to deliver him from everything, oh God, every stronghold, every strong man, oh God, every message of Satan, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray let deliverance come, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anything that's not in him, oh God, we decree and declare it has to go, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, in this deliverance, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, every area that the enemy has vacated, oh God, that you will fill him, oh God, with your Holy Spirit, oh God, fill him to overflow with your Shekinah, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let them thirst after righteousness, oh God. Oh Lord, give them that a hunger coming to his spirit, oh God, amen, to seek you, Lord, that you're the only thing that can feel, oh God, that can feel this hunger, oh God, that can satisfy this hunger, oh God. Lord, let them thirst after righteousness like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for the young people of this world, God, that they will come to know Jesus Christ for themselves, oh God, that they will operate your God, oh God, and wisdom, oh God, and be led by your Holy Spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, purge of all the wicked works of the devil, amen, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that you would touch, oh God, and heal the sick, oh God, on today. The sick and shedding, oh God. Lord, we know you to be a healer, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, that healing will spring up in their bodies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We'll make them whole, make them new, Father God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare that they are healed. Delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Both of you all have a blessed day in the Lord as you go into work this week. May you find favor in the sight of God and with mankind. Hallelujah. But decree and declare that you're blessed. Amen. When you show up, you are already blessed while you're on. Amen.
Yes.
Favor is already upon you. Amen.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory. Amen and amen.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Your minister learned free. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I receive the prayer in Jesus' name. Yes, I have three boxes of that emergency seat. I'm just going to have to just make sure I keep taking it and get me some more vitamin C tablets. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to definitely do that. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. And I believe God for it. I believe God for it with you and that God will turn it around. Amen. And just stay right there believing and watch healing come. Amen. Receive the healing. Amen. Hallelujah.
I receive.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. This morning. Hallelujah. We just thank God. I'm just in a place of just gratefulness and thankfulness each and every time we get on this line, you know, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. And it's just a blessing. And I don't take that. I don't take life for granted. And I just thank God for life this morning. And I just continue to believe. Amen. And I can't wait to have a great testimony being birthed and everything that me and my husband, our family are dealing with right now. But we will not be denied. Amen. We will not fold. No, we just gonna trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we shall acknowledge God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we're going to pray prayers that will bring breakthrough, amen, as we take up our authority. We've prayed these prayers before. We want to pray them again, amen, so that you know you have that authority and that power. So we got to, you know, pick up your authority in Christ and receive our breakthrough, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let us pray. It's not a long prayer, but I want to close us out in this prayer on today. So, oh, gracious Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, for answering prayers on today, oh God, for life of your children, your daughter Kim, your daughter Doris, your daughter Swan, your son, Minister Mark Green, myself, hallelujah, and all that we love and concern you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you move mighty in their lives, Father God. Lord, those that need the healing, let the healing take place, oh God. Those that need deliverance, let deliverance take place, amen. Those that need the way, oh God, make a way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Those that are troubled, oh God, let your peace come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. And those that are weak, oh God, Lord, let us receive a supernatural strength in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, those that are suffering in their finances, oh God, Lord, oh Lord, let us receive financial breakthrough, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, from you, are Jehovah Jireh, I will provide. For those that have come to an end, oh God, where it seems to be no way, oh God, in their situation, oh God, Lord, we know you to be a way making God, oh God, so open up the way where it seems to be no way, oh God, amen. Oh Lord, we ask anyone that's dealing with anything right now, God, hallelujah, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for their good and for our good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, come and even our enemies to come and bless us, oh God. Those, oh God, that have slandered our names, oh God, and accused us, oh God, Lord, we pray that you would silence their mouths, oh God, and the confusion will come upon the camp of the enemy, amen. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would continue to help us and guide us continually with our Holy Spirit, oh God, and strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree that the restoration of all things that were lost or misplaced, oh Lord, that we receive it back better than it was taken away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let every debt be paid off in our name, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we need your help and we thank you for your ever present help and your help that's on the way. Today, as we decide to pick up our authority, begin to bring a change and hallelujah, intervene divinely in all areas of our lives and those in our family. Whatever things are not going well, whatever the devil is causing happen because we have not picked up our authority in that place, of begin to bring a change as we receive the grace right now to walk in divine authority that you have forced on our lives, oh God, through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We give you praise and we thank you. Hallelujah. You are such a merciful and graceful God. We thank you even as we pray that we, hallelujah, we are doing that you are doing something new and amazing in us and something wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even as we pray today, that you have heard our prayers in advance. You are already moving and changing things around, whatever, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Whether there's anyone around us, oh God, sick in their bodies, let us lay hands on the sick and let the sick come well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as you command situations to change, let those situations change for the better. As we, oh God, command these things up, be in place that they are, hallelujah, that those things fall into place, amen, that they shall be in, amen. We give you praise, and even as we walk in this authority, we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ on them, that great things will happen. Oh Lord, take us to a greater glory and greater multitude in you. Even as we walk in divine authority right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And we just want to thank you, Lord. We give it all over to you right now. We leave it at your feet, Father. We will not take it back with us, oh God. It is done. And we thank you all for the finished work. And we too today decree and declare together in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is done. And that when we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, amen, we decree and declare it's harvest time. We reap the greatness, the goodness of the harvest of God as portion for us. And we thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name and your blessing that you will bless us. And when you multiply, God, that you will multiply us as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. We are the seed of Abraham, and we thank you, oh God, that we're blessed. And that you are blessed, no man can touch. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Lord God. You've already blessed this day and made it a great day for us. Thank you that you purged the wicked out the land, oh God, that we can enjoy this day in our family. That you uproot every way of the enemy, that you sent your angels before us to prepare the way, making every crooked path straight, and smoothing out every rough patch along the way. We thank you. As we decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that change has come right here, right now. Change for the better. Thank you, oh God, for your goodness. For we know all good things coming from you. Your word tells, oh God, that you will not withhold any good thing from us, your children, and we are your children. For you are our Father, and you give us good gifts. And we thank you for it. Thank you for life. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. If you have anything you'd like to say at this time, please do so. If I call your name, if not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I know Cousin Kim and Doris are probably at work right now. God bless you all. Minister Wayne Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just want to say thank you so much for praying for me and everybody on the line, touching again with me. Man, I'm feeling even better now. Amen. And
amen.
We just believe God. We just believe God. You know,
yes,
God,
Lord,
is a big God. He can do all things. Amen.
All things. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. That you received your healing by faith. As those in the Bible, they were healed because they believed it. And immediately they started feeling better. Amen. They started realizing I'm healed. Amen. I got on the line one day and I was not feeling well. And I tell you, by the time we got off the call, I was feeling so much better. And I just thank God. You got to pull yourself in position and took medication and it got you drowsy. And you're like, oh, I'm going to do it. And you just come on and receive it. And I'm telling you, I got off the line. I was feeling so much better. So glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You all have a blessed day in the Lord. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the freedom that God has given to every one of us, the freedom to reach your divine destiny personally, spiritually, physically, professionally, on every level. May God cause you to reach the highest point, because it is your destiny in the Lord as an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We believe and receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Mammy. I love you. I thank God for you. Have a blessed day in
love
the
you.
Lord. Hallelujah.
You too. Amen.
Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask.